listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Cast out to sea.
Hey, Adrian, you old sea dog.
What?
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Pirate Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Fresh Press here on Pirate Radio Podcast. I'm Ollie.
And I'm Adrian. Did you just always say pirate?
I said pirate and then I just went nim 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 nim.
Yeah, it's like you almost put a PR on the front of all those words.
Pirate program.
Anyway, we're still in, you know, quarantine, chatting over remote, what's it called? You know, interwebs.
The old remote internet. That's right, the internet of things. At least we have something to keep us occupied during this winter. What is it? It's like 90 days now that we're going to be in quarantine, and we've just basically begun that.
Let's not start counting.
Batten down the hatches. It's Fresh Press time.
New songs, new albums, new EPs on Fresh Press.
You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Basically, at least we got some tunes, some new tunes still coming out.
True.
Something to, you know, take you to another place. Do you want to just jump straight in, or?
Sure, man. Yeah. Have you got something you want to give us today?
I'll do it.
All right. Go for it.
I'll give it all share.
Take the plunge.
I've talked about these guys a couple of times already. I even played one of the songs that they put out for this album when it was about to be released. But the album is now released. The band is The Heavy Eyes. The album is Love Like Machines. And one of the songs from that album that I would like to share with you today, I actually want to show two of the songs from that album. But one of them is called A Cat Named Haku. anyway, have a listen.
I see you moving in the dark.
I wasn't surprised. I really like this album, but I really do. There's a couple of songs in it where they kind of get a little bit more acoustic and stuff, which is actually interesting to see them play around with, but they still got some heavy banging goodness. So
nice. I really enjoyed how just
it's rolly,
just grindy and rolly it is. Yeah, I love that rolliness, like in
Rock and roll. People forget about the roll so often.
Yeah, people do forget about the roll. That's very true.
I'm just thinking about changing my other song because it's not on YouTube. I thought it might be hard for you to find.
You can. Is it on Spotify?
Okay. It's called A Hand of Bear.
Hand of Bear?
Yeah, by the same band. Same album, obviously.
Oh. Hand of Bear.
I was gonna play some like, because even the ones that are kind of a bit quieter still get kind of heavy in bits of it, but I couldn't ignore those. I just really love those songs. I wanted to share. It's an interesting album, and if you liked what you heard, I would definitely go check it out.
I definitely like what I heard. Can I also just mention that the I'm looking at the album art as well for Love Like Machines, and it's so super psychedelic and whack.
Most of their albums are quite detailed. They got a lot to. Mm-hmm. They give you a lot to look at.
Not only is the riffs like that I've heard in this just mind-bendingly amazing. Yeah. But I'm really appreciating the rolliness of, like, the, in the beats as well. Really like this.
Oh, cool.
It's got me.
I could talk heavy eyes with people. Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful thing when you finally, like, when you just get someone into a band, you're like, yeah. And it's like, good.
Another
good.
One. Good. Join me. Anyway, yeah, great band. I think that's their fifth album. I can't remember, but it's not.
It's an EP, right? It's like five tracks.
No. It's no? It's more than five.
Oh, there's more. One, oh, two, shit. Three, I just didn't scroll down.
Do you do that often? Do you just miss like halves of albums?
God, I hope I haven't. Usually my protocol is to listen to the whole album just, you know, from start to finish. But, you know, maybe I've just thought that it's an EP and then it's like, this is a really long EP.
Oh, well. But yeah, no, it's a great album. I'm glad I got great it to album. Listen to. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here's two of the new releases that I've got that can string together in some way, in some fashion. The first one I have is called it's called As You Move Through the World by MGMT.
Ah.
Yeah, it's the new single from whatever new album they're going to be coming out. But there was another track as well that came out with the same kind of cover art, which is this like Renaissance painting that's just like taken acid or something. So yeah, the other track was called In the Afternoon. That was the one that I think I played on an episode once.
You played a, like, it wasn't actually a studio recording. It was...
It was a leak of the live performance or something. Yeah. Then like premiering it
kind
or something.
It kind of sounded, shit, what was the band? I remember that episode. I couldn't remember what the band was either. The Cure, kind of sounded like The Cure.
The Cure, yeah, that's true. Yeah. In the afternoon. Yeah, so, but then this new track that they brought out in light of the current pandemic is, they rushed this one out apparently, or like they gave it to us as a gift for all like staying home or whatever.
Thank you, MGMT.
But then it's like, maybe it's their sense of humor, but the song is called As You Move Through the World. So let's play a little bit of As You Move Through the World.
MGMT, how could you?
Bastards.
Doesn't sound like Time to Pretend at all.
I'm feeling rough. I'm feeling rude.
Very atmospheric. No,
very, very. It's very sci ambient, which is fucking awesome to me that they released this as a single. It's probably because it's like it was not meant to be one, and they just found the song that they had that was most funny in a crisis, the way you can't actually move through the world.
Yeah.
The funny thing to like put up as a single, but it's a fucking, it's a trip of a song. It's 7 minutes and 35 seconds long as well.
I feel like I only really got a small drop of what that was.
But, yeah.
Yeah. No. Interesting. MGMT always doing what they want.
It's funny. It's almost like their last album was like, all right, you guys want fucking pop again? We'll give you something that's like alternative pop. Here you go. Yeah. Enjoy that. Suck on that. And then it's like, and then they've just gone back to like super weird again, which is great.
Yeah. Good on them.
Good on them. And now the other track that I've got here that's connected to this, and you'll see why in a second, is a new song from Jay Watson, a.k.a. Gum.
Goom.
Goom has put out, I think, his first single from whatever new album he's about to release this year. And his song is called Out in the World.
Yeah, no, that was I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a I think he said something along the lines of it's like he just sort of pumped this song out.
Okay.
And it's really nice. It's just
the music video kept reminding me of, like, you know those videos you get with karaoke songs?
Yeah, like the really, like, the Korean ones. Like,
yeah, where it's like, just like kind of stuff that's not really related. Yeah. Every now and again, this is the guy walking.
Yeah, yeah, it was that, except it was the same exact guy walking everywhere. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, there's some really funny, comments in the Instagram that he had when he, like, released this. Like, I think one of Jay Watson's actual friends was like, Jay Watson is the least suspicious man to walk around wearing an overcoat, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. No, he seems all right. He's not up to anything. Right.
He's just having his coffee and like, looking at car parks and shit. He's fine.
Probably just doing a music video.
Yeah. Probably just. Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's got his friend filming up there on a handy cam or something. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, nice. Can't wait to watch it. Yeah, those were the world double.
Mm-hmm, the world double. Some stuff about the world tour. Also remind you that you're not allowed to go out in the world at the moment.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, do you have another track for us, Adro?
Yes, I do. The next one comes from an Australian band. You know Kingswood?
Yes.
I think I brought them up before as well. Their album came out, it was called Juveniles, and I've got one song from that, which really, it surprised me. It surprised me. Anyway,
I'm going to play. Snake King, I only meant to taste it. Mama, could you help me? 'Cause I need your love now.
Snake pit. Woo! We were this in at the same time.
I know. I couldn't help but, like, you know, notice it, obviously, because I know how much you enjoy your
woos. I love woos.
A good woo in a song is definitely.
It surprised me with a few woos. There's another song with a woo in it too. But heavier than I remember. Like Kingswood, they're a rock band. They definitely got, you know, a bit of heaviness to them. But really surprised me. It was like, oh shit. The riff, I like it.
It's a very good riff. That as soon as it kicks in there, I was like, because I was kind of looking out the window for a bit of the rain, and then like when it hit, I was like, oh shit! And I look back, I was like, damn, son.
The album actually, it surprised me. I quite enjoy it. It's got some different styles throughout it as well. Which I found refreshing.
Snake Pit is a single from an album they just released?
No, the album is called Juveniles. Snake Pit is just on it. And another, like, Candy Blue is another one that I quite like, along with a song called Marilyn, which all three of them are very different styles. So
damn, man. No, like. Well, I've got one more to play, but then I've got a little bonus one as well. It's just a little, a bonus track. It's the Japanese bonus track.
It's gonna be in Japanese as well.
No. You know how Japan's like the releases always get some extra thing
sometimes.
Not always, but like it's a thing. And
it's a rule.
Funny. It's a rule. Japan must get an extra track. Okay, so I've got a track here from. Okay, I think the album is called 3-15-20. And it just says Donald Glover presents 3-15-20. So
wait,
I don't know if you heard about this.
Donald Glover,
the Don Glover himself. Don Glover, that's right.
Yeah, Don Glover.
Did you hear about this?
No.
He released this entire album in full on a website, like a link that he just put up, and it was available for about, I don't know, maybe like a day or something, and then it got taken down.
Really?
And people listen to it and they're like, oh shit, this is like the new Childish Gambino, except all I had was just this picture saying Donald Glover presents, and then it was just like a rainbowy thing. Anyway, he's now released it in full on YouTube as well.
Okay, whenabouts was that? Was that a while ago?
3/15/20, so the 15th of March 2020.
I'm putting it all together. Alright, I mean, by asking you to tell me, but...
It doesn't seem like it's a Childish Gambino release. It seems like it's him trying to do something different. But I'll send you... let's play the clip. Yeah, so that track was called Algorithm by Donald Glover Presents. And it's Algorithm except with, like, as in like rhythm, like with a Y. Algorithm. I don't know how you felt about this track, but this track instantly hit me. Like, it just rang like a gong in me. Like, it was like, whoa, this is something else.
Yeah, the start of that short clip was just like, ooh, interesting.
And it's a really, really like good song. It's a really good headphone song, I'll tell you that. I really, really enjoy this. If this is where he's going into this like kind of version of Childish Gambino that's slightly more evolved, I don't know. It sounds cool. I'm definitely up for more of this.
It's like gritty. It's real gritty.
Yeah, really, really gritty.
Well, but also like, not gritty.
yeah, exactly. It's like he's mixed that. Because, you know, there's a contrast. Show Atlanta. Do you see Atlanta?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. I love Atlanta. Atlanta's... Yeah, it's a great show. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend watching it.
But in the same way that he's like, his grittiness and like... But somehow he mixes grit with like comedy quite well.
Mm.
And there is a lightheartedness in here that you can, you know, that kind of red bone, kind of light melody, like vocal melody mixed in with the gritty like backdrop that he's got. I love that. That's a really interesting mesh that Donald Glover's going
He keeps evolving.
Definitely does. Yeah. He's never going to just be Community again. You know?
He's gone so far beyond that. It's crazy.
So far beyond that. So look, I've got one bonus track that I was going to play today. I didn't want to like include it in the official ones that I play purely because it's a pretty selfish plug.
Yeah.
I've released another track recently that's an instrumental.
Alright.
And it's called Creation of Chaos, and I'm gonna play a little bit of it now.
Do you use your new drum kit in that?
Not yet, but like that was just the tapping drums still, but I'm waiting on like one piece of equipment to connect the drums up to the iPad.
Okay, no, but man, that really reminded me of like M83.
Oh fuck.
So yeah. That's especially good. His thematic kind of shit, you know, the stuff that they use in movies, but
like that kind of like sci-fi stuff.
That was cool, man. And I don't just say that shit just
I know, let the audience be clear as well. Adrian is he's a man he will, if he's truly impressed by something, he'll let you know.
So I'm not just kissing ass here.
Yeah, no, I actually, this track was something I finished around midway last year. Or at least I thought, I had everything in it bar the, there's a couple of like synth layers that I hadn't added. And I added those things like maybe at the beginning of this week while, you know, in quarantine. Like cool. I was like kind of dusting off the old thing and then like seeing like, oh, what was this? Why didn't I finish this? Oh, there's like one thing missing. So I added the last thing and then I was like, okay, now I like this track.
Cool.
And it's the first thing I've released that's not, you know, that doesn't have any singing in it. And I kind of like that. I want to do more instrumentals.
Well, you got a good singing voice. I know you don't like using it, but... You
yeah. But yeah, yeah. I'll leave a little link to the SoundCloud. It's going to be on Spotify and like iTunes and Google Play and all that sort of shit soon as well. But I'll leave a link to the SoundCloud because that's where you can listen to it right now.
Nice, nice.
All right.
All right. Well, that's been a nice little update on the music that's going around in this old quarantined world.
Yeah. This hopefully we'll have a little bit more coming up to keep you entertained during the quarantine because we know it's a global thing for the most part.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Plenty more music, and hopefully there's more people making music out there too.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be like a rush of stuff that people have made in quarantine.
This should be a really interesting period for art, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of like themes of being trapped in walls and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be sick. Yeah,
sure. Well, silver lining, I guess. Mm. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Cool. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio.
Bye.